Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 50.
House come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Watford. We'd ask all of our members and all of our guests in the gallery to stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Watford.
James 1:19-20. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father and Creator of all, we humbly bow before you this afternoon, realizing that the true humility required to worship you is in direct conflict and almost impossible with the pride of this position that we are so honored to hold. Sometimes this pride makes it hard and difficult for us to acknowledge our own flaws, shortcomings, and weaknesses in our interaction with one another. Thank you so much that we can rejoice in the mercy of forgiveness, hope, joy, and light available to us through the name in which I offer these words, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 26 has been examined and found to be correct. I move to be approved as written.
Representative Torbett moves the journal for April 26 to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Representative Hall, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, rules, calendar, and operations of the House committee report. House Joint Resolution 330, opposing federal authority regarding election. Favor, committee substitute joint resolution. Unfavor, original joint resolution.
The original joint resolution is placed on the unfavorable calendar, and the committee substitute joint resolution is put on today's calendar. Representative Hall, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, rules, calendar, and operations of the House committee report. House Bill 12, address pandemic learning loss counties, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 113, 2021 AOC legislative changes, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 180, designate overdose awareness day, favorable.
Calendar for today. Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White are recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White, Health Committee report. House Bill 177, State Health Plan Administrative Changes, favorable and re-referred to insurance.
Bills are referred to the Committee on Insurance.
House Bill 195, Criminal Falsification of Record, favorable and re-referred to Judiciary 4.
Bills are referred to the Committee on Judiciary 4.
House Bill 492, trauma-related injuries, favorable and re-referred to Judiciary 1.
Bills referred to the Committee on Judiciary 1.
House Bill 93, require naloxone script for opioid scripts, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and re-referred to rules, calendar, and operation of the House.
Committee substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2 is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Sauls recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Sauls, Commerce Committee report. House Bill 103, automatic renewal of contracts, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White, Health Committee report. House Bill 340, Advisory Council for Pans and Pandas, Favorable to refer it to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 535, Firefighters Fighting Cancer Act 2021. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-refer it to Finance.
The original bill is placed on the unfavorable counter. The committee substitute, the referral to Finance is stricken. Bill is re-referred to Committee on Appropriations. After going to the Appropriations Committee, the bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. Representatives Eiler, Jones, and Shepard recognize to send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Eiler, Jones, and Shepard, Transportation Committee Report, House Bill 459, Permanent Regular Place for Water and Sewer Authority, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House.
Bill is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 100, Highway Cleanup Act of 2021, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-refer to Appropriations.
The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitutes re-refer to the Committee on Appropriations.
House Bill 294, Sales of Salvage Vehicles, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable counter. The committee substitutes re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 435, a pet as family special registration plate, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Finance.
The original bill is placed on the unfavorable counter. The committee substitute is re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Introductions of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representatives White and Lambert, House Bill 665, address direct support staffing crisis, Medicaid.
Health Committee, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Pickett, Fain, and Clampett, House Bill 666, up volunteer firefighters, retirement benefit.
Committee on Pensions and Retirement, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Richardson, Faircloth, and Hollister, House Bill 667, expand recording, interviews, interrogations.
Committee on Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, operations of the House.
Representative Richardson, Faircloth, and Hollister, House Bill 668, record all criminal jury trial proceedings.
Committee on Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Moffitt, Zoka, Johnson, and Moss, House Bill 669, distribute alcohol without discrimination.
Committee on Alcoholic Beverage Control, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Austin, Ricardo, John, and Morey, House Bill 670, enact criminal justice debt reform.
Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Hannock, Goodwin, and Sane, House Bill 671, change state mammal to black bear.
Committee on Wildlife Resources, if favorable, state government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Richardson and Faircloth, House Bill 672, modified DNA evidence provisions.
Committee on Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Richardson and Faircloth, House Bill 673, expand traffic stop data reporting.
Committee on Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Richardson, Zoka, and Wheatley, House Bill 674, require DNA for various charges, DNA kit funds.
Committee on Judiciary 2, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative McNeely, House Bill 675, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Dairy Margin Coverage Programs.
Appropriations Committee, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Winslow, Arp, and Farkas, House Bill 676, New Architect Recruitment Act.
Committee on Local Government, Land Use Planning and Development. If favorable, Committee on Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Clemens, Elmore, Rydell, and Gill, House Bill 677, School Accountability Recommendation Committee.
Committee on Education, K through 12, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Ager and Logan, House Bill 678, Legislative Transparency Act.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Bowles, Belk, Hawkins, and McNeil, House Bill 679, Emergency Care for K-9 Units.
Committee on Health, if favorable, Judiciary 2, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Strickland, Saul, Sane, and Kidwell, House Bill 680, reenact Qualified Business Venture Credit.
Committee on Finance, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Tyson and Shepard, House Bill 681, Craven County School Teacher In-State Tuition Pilot.
Committee on Education, K through 12, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Sasser, House Bill 682, Vaccine Storage Funds.
Committee on Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Sasser, House Bill 683, Prescription Drug Disposal, John's Law.
Committee on Health, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Moffitt, Brody, Winslow, and Zinger, House Bill 684, Legislative Research Commission Study Development and Actions.
Committee on State Government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Strickland, Kyle Hall, Zoka, and Destin Hall, House Bill 685, Electronic Transaction Fees, Official Fees.
Committee on Banking, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Johnson, Penny, Watford, Moss, House Bill 686, No Government Retribution of Refusal of COVID-19 Vaccinations.
Committee on State Government. If favorable, Committee on Health. If favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Yarborough, Brody, and Arp, House Bill 687, Innovation Transfer Amendments.
Committee on Wildlife Resources. If favorable, Judiciary 4. If favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Farkas, Humphrey, Candy Hall, Candy Smith, and Bell, House Bill 688, Fifth County Behavioral Health Treatment Court.
Committee on Appropriations. If favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Destin Hall, House Resolution 689, 2021 House Permanent Rules.
Calendar pursuant to Rule 32 for Wednesday, April 28th.
Representative Humphrey, Tyson, Kidwell, and Hannick, House Bill 690, Greenville ENC Alliance Funds.
Committee on Appropriations. If favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Sasser, House Bill 691, Allow Pharmacists to Distribute Certain Medicines.
Committee on Health. If favorable, Committee on Insurance. If favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Senate Bill 183, Committee Substitute, Second Edition. The bill to be entitled an act to eliminate the mandatory waiting period for driver's license restoration for limit driver privileges. If the person is operating a motor vehicle that has functioning ignition interlock system installed on it, to require for the restoration of license after certain driving while impaired of conviction or the issuance of limited driving privileges, an ignition interlock system to be installed in only one motor vehicle or person be drive, to eliminate the restriction on the purpose of driving and the hours during which the person would operate the motor vehicle. If the person is operating the motor vehicle with the functioning ignition interlock system installed on it, to allow the waiver of reduction of the cost of certain persons required to install an ignition interlock system, to revise the maximum blood alcohol concentration level for the operation of a motor vehicle in certain circumstances to the ignition interlock system preset fail level, and to require the Joint Legislative Oversight Committee on Justice and Public Safety to study whether to expand the use of ignition interlock systems.
Referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 389, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act for various changes to the natural environment and cultural resources law of the state as recommended by the Department of Environmental Quality and Natural and Cultural Resources.
Referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 410, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize nonprofit corporations to conduct business electronically and hold remote meetings except as limited by nonprofit and to make technical changes in the surrounding language.
Referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 449, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to revise laws governing manufactured home titles.
Referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 539, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to require disclosure of conviction of human trafficking and child custody proceedings and to expand the conduct prohibited by the human trafficking law.
Referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House is at ease.
Mr. Clerk, members, chair is going to strike the placement of House Bill 113 on today's calendar. The bill is returned to the Committee on Judiciary 2. House Bill 236, the clerk will read.
Representatives Insko, Reeves, and Meyer, House Bill 236, a bill to be entitled an act to annex to Orange County certain described property located in Chatham County. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House, passage of House Bill 236 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members. The House will come to order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Brisson, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Tyson, aye. Representative Willis, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, House Minority Leader, no. Representative Adcock, the Deputy Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have given me authority to vote for them. Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Harrison, aye. Terry, aye.
Zachary, wish to be recorded. Representatives Daw, Martin, wish to be recorded. Clerk White Machine record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. House Bill 236 passes its third reading and will be sent to the Senate. House Joint Resolution 330. Clerk will read.
Representatives Eiler, Hodister, Destin Hall, and Stevens. House Joint Resolution 330, a joint resolution expressing the North Carolina General Assembly's position regarding the federal action infringing upon the state's sovereign constitutional authority to manage, control, and administer elections. The House resolved, the Senate concurred.
Gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Eiler, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill comes as a result of some of my constituents got concerned about the last election, but this is not about the last election. This is about what we have to remind ourselves, that the states created the federal government and not the other way around. What this resolution does is assert the sovereign right of the state to control and administer our elections, as opposed to what is passing through Congress in Washington right now, House Resolution 1, which has passed the House but not the Senate in Washington, as of last time I checked. If you think voter ID or proving citizenship is a good thing, you'll like this bill. If you think local boards of elections, a state board, and our state should control our elections and not Washington, you'll like the bill. If you want Washington to dictate our election laws and our ethics, you probably won't like it. If you're okay with ballot harvesting, you probably won't like it. And taxpayer funding of elections, if a congressman raises $100, they'll get $600 of your money to go with it. And if you want to do away with any kind of voter ID and have automatic registration, you probably wouldn't like this bill. So I don't expect the same vote as we had on the last bill, but I hope everyone will consider standing up for North Carolina and supporting this resolution to insist on the sovereignty of our elections in North Carolina.
For what purpose delayed from Pitt, Representative Smith, rise.
To debate the bill, please.
Lady
the resolution. Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker. I think at this point that we're setting a precedent that is not good, and that is, in my opinion, we're now focusing on federal bills and beginning to cherry pick what we like and what we don't like. If we look at it, the principle is that Americans have the right to vote. And the federal government, it is their job to make sure that they are protecting that right to vote. But for us as a body to start picking which bills that we like and we don't like that comes from the federal level, and then to begin to try to use a constitutional argument of what we can and cannot do, I think that negates the purpose of us making sure we're fighting for the citizens of North Carolina. And so I see this resolution as something, a precedent that we should not start. And I think that we all know that we have fundamental differences on elections, just as it was stated by the bill sponsor. So there's no need for us to go and banter back and forth with that. But are we willing to set this precedent? So I urge my citizens, my peers, to please vote against this House joint resolution. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, rise.
To debate the joint resolution.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, our federal constitution creates a presumption that states ought to be the ones who are enacting our election laws. And we know states can do that. We saw just last summer this body passed the House Bill 1169 in the middle of the pandemic to try to deal with some of those issues. And we did it in a bipartisan manner. And I had the opportunity to work with some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle. And I think you all would agree with me that that was one of the better experiences that we've had serving in this body, coming together and trying to find a compromise. And we did that. The problem with H.R. 1 in Washington right now, among a lot of other problems in Washington, is it would take away our ability to do that. We as a body would no longer have the ability to compromise on elections law. We may as well go ahead and disband the elections committees in the House and the Senate if this were to come to pass. H.R. 1, it would completely abrogate voter ID, which our state's voters overwhelmingly passed. It would spend taxpayer money on politicians' campaigns. It would make the FEC partisan. But it's not really about what's in H.R. 1. It's about the fact that the state ought to be creating its election laws, because someday the other party, my party, is going to be in control of the House and Senate in Congress and have another Republican president all at the same time. And when that happens, I'll still be against this kind of federal overreach on state election laws. They could go in and pass a bill saying that every state has to have a certain type of voter ID in order to vote. And I know my friends on the other side would disagree with that. That's a debate that's to be had here in North Carolina, not in far-off Washington, D.C. We can debate election law here and pass good election law in our state because we've done it. So join me today, join our voices together in saying we want to continue to make the decisions for our constituents. We don't want to give that power away to Washington, D.C. politicians.
For what purpose, gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise.
Speak on the question.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One of the most important things that we have to do as a General Assembly is, in fact, to protect the citizens of this great state from federal overreach on elections or any other law. So to say that we're cherry-picking would be inappropriate. What we're doing is we're looking at different pieces of legislation that the federal government sends down and evaluating whether or not it is something that they have the constitutional authority to do. Let us not forget that the Tenth Amendment says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the state, or reserved to the states and respectively to the people. It is our job to help the people in weeding through what the federal government is and is not allowed to do. And certainly the Constitution speaks very loudly and clearly to the fact that it is this body's prerogative to set the election laws. I ask for your green vote on this.
For what purpose, gentleman from Cabarrus, or Sim Pittman, rise.
Speak on resolution.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's pretty clear states are supposed to be in charge of how elections are done within the state. This resolution tries to keep it that way. What's going on in Washington with H.R. 1 brings to mind a cartoon that I wish I could draw. I don't draw very well, so I've talked to a couple of people about trying to get one done so I could hold it up and show it to you. Well, I do speak for a living. Maybe I can paint the cartoon in your mind. It's Frankenstein's laboratory. And on one side of the frame is Dr. Frankenstein cowering next to the bed there. And on his lab coat, it would say the states. On the other side, the door has been kicked down off its hinges. And the monster is standing there. And on his coat, it would say the federal government. And he'd be holding a paper in his hand that says unconstitutional agenda. and he'd be saying, must do it. H.R. 1 is part of that. We created the federal government, and many people are pushing it in such a direction as to become a monster that oversteps its bounds. The powers and the responsibilities of the federal government are very limited in the Constitution. The states ratified the Constitution to control the federal government, not the other way around. More and more, the federal government seeks to control the states in matters where the federal government does not constitutionally have the authority to do so. This is just one more step with H.R. 1, and we need to say very strongly no to it. So I hope you'll support this resolution. Thank you.
For what purpose the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Lofton, rise?
To debate the bill. The
gentleman has the floor.
I hesitated about whether or not I was actually going to debate this measure. I typically do not try to debate unless I've had time to pretty meticulously try to prepare my remarks. So I apologize if I'm not as concise with my points. I'm not a historian. I'm not a constitutional law scholar, so I won't try to engage on the fine points of the division of authority over election laws. I just have a simple observation, which is that in a representative democracy, there are very few things that are as fundamental to your role as a citizen, your standing as a citizen, as your right to vote. I'm an American. I was an American when I was born in Philadelphia. I was an American when I moved to Jacksonville, North Carolina, and grew up in East North Carolina. I was an American when I went off to law school in New York City and when I came to Charlotte to start my legal career and raise my family. My ability to exercise my fundamental right to vote should not be limited based upon whether I'm in Pennsylvania, New York, Georgia, North Carolina, or wherever, or even worse, by who happens to win an election and take over the legislature and enact new provisions. For me, it's a pretty simple question. Are we one nation, under God, indivisible, where people have the right to vote, and does our government have the right to protect that right? I believe the people who marched to help to bring us the Voting Rights Act and put their lives on the line did so so that we could all, as Americans, participate in this government. And so I just voice my opposition to this bill from that perspective. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Guilford, Representative Quick, rise?
To ask the bill sponsor a question.
Representative Bauer, yield?
I do.
He yields.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative. Sections 1 and 2 in the Rules Committee, the language in those sections began the members of the North Carolina General Assembly. And now it looks like this is the General Assembly. Can you explain the difference and why that may be different?
What was passed in the Rules Committee said members. That should be the text that you're looking at, and that was a PCS in Rules Committee. And it said members, and the I'm not seeing
on the deck.
Just a minute. I've got the old one here. It says no question. So the members indicates individuals, the North Carolina General Assembly would be, it was like it was unanimous, like your question, I believe, in the elections or rules, I believe it was Rules Committee. So if it says members, which is supposed to say on the dashboard, yes, members of the North Carolina General Assembly, that wording is supposed to be on there. I'm not sure which one you're looking at.
Mr. Speaker, may I respond?
Does the gentleman wish to ask an additional question? I believe the gentleman is recognized to debate at this point.
Thank you.
The gentleman would like to do that, debate the bill second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The language is different on the dashboard than what we voted on in rules. And I'll just close by saying, and generally, I'm opposed to the resolution anyway for the reasons my colleagues on this side of the aisle have indicated.
Gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, recognized. For what purpose does the gentleman rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To ask Representative Lofton a question.
Which member?
Lofton.
Representative Lofton, does the gentleman yield?
I yield.
He yields.
Thank you, Representative. I was just concerned in reading the bill and in considering the laws that we're currently under in the state of North Carolina, if you could direct me to where we have any laws that conflict or prevent anybody from voting, or are you aware of any of those that you could cite for me?
Thank you for the question. I think the principle is this. If you and I are both Americans and we have, and voting is fundamental to our participation, does our government have the right or ability to protect our access to that right to vote? It's about does the federal government have the power to protect that access? And I think it does. And it should. And that's the fundamental principle. Obviously, we've had court decisions which have ruled on various actions of this body which have found that they do interfere with people's right to vote and have been discriminatory. And I think that it's important for our federal government to maintain the ability to be able to protect our fundamental right.
Speak a second time.
Chairman's recognized. Debate the bill. Second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just very quickly, again, I'll point out that we don't actually have a law that is a discriminatory law against anybody in voting in the state of North Carolina that is currently on the books or currently supported by this General Assembly or being proposed at this time. All we seek to do is, as the Constitution dictates, that the states have the authority within the Constitution to decide how voting laws will be passed. To accede that, if you will, to the federal government would be a dereliction of our duty as the General Assembly, as we're charged under the Constitution.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jones, rise?
To speak to the bill.
The gentleman has the floor.
You know, I read this resolution, and I think I'm a pretty good reader, but what I'm curious about is, what is the nascence of this resolution? What act was done by Congress in recent times that would make us want to pass this today? So I sort of put that out there for anybody to answer who's a sponsor, but I'll go ahead and speak to this. I think history is a teacher. And we all know history, a lot of things happen in our history, much of which, thank goodness, none of us in this room had anything to do with. But then there's more recent history, which we have had something to do with. And I think that we all get a chance to vote for federal representatives from this state. We get a congressperson, they go represent us. The person wins the most votes, does what he or she went up there to do. We get a senator, two senators. They go represent the state. The senators now from this state aren't from my party, but they represent me. And so I don't think that there's anything that has happened in my memory, and I follow pretty closely the news every day, that would justify this. And so politics and it's kind of like sports. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I've won, I've lost. My side's won, my side's lost. But I've never questioned the right of those who win to govern when it's their turn. And I don't now. And I suggest that and commend that to all of you. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, rise?
Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
If we voted on one bill that has different language and rules and passed out of rules, and we're looking at another bill that has different language, even if we pass that language, would it be a proper bill?
We, Chair allowed the debate to go on while we determine what the PCS was. The resolution before the body is in fact the PCS that came out of the committee. They just checked on with staff, and the PCS that's before the body is, I think there may have been a member or two that may have missed, you know, maybe there's arguments about the debate, but I can tell you that the PCS before the body, I'm told, is exactly what came out of the committee they just checked. So that's what passed.
Further inquiry?
Jones recognized.
I know my 65-year-old brain's not working like it should sometimes, but I was looking at the dashboard computer, and I'm pretty sure the language was different.
I'll have them double check again, so we can keep checking. It looks like there's other lights. So what I'll do is let the debate continue, and then if it looks like we need to substitute out, we can do that. But Representative Richard, could a gentleman bring his computer up here? The gentleman approach, please. For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Lofton, rise?
To debate the bill a second time.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Earlier, Representative, I was asked a question about discriminatory provisions in our on the books in North Carolina, and I just wanted to offer a couple of things. One, in 2016, of course, we know that the Fourth Circuit found that a law passed out of this body targeted African American voters with surgical precision. That's not my opinion. That's not, you know, a rumor. That's what the Fourth Circuit found. It's also the case that our state constitution still has a literacy test in it, and I think there's a bipartisan measure right now to try to take that out, which is Article 6, Section 4 of our state constitution. So obviously, I mean, we don't have to go that far back into history to find examples of why it's important for our federal government to be able to protect our right as American citizens to participate in our democracy, which is why, again, I encourage everyone to oppose this resolution. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Bumgarner, rise?
To debate the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And we've heard a lot of interesting comments about this bill, but I thought I would make one. It's very simple and straightforward. It says that we, the General Assembly, are expressing our opinion. I'm reading right now the bill on my computer, which is the right bill, that we make our decisions about our elections, not the federal government. And so that's what this is about. It's not about the Fourth Circuit or the Tenth or 2016 or whether we're Americans or something else. It's about whether we make our decisions or somebody else makes it for us. And we were sent here to make that decision. I think that's what we need to do, and I support the resolution. I hope you do too.
And members, the chair has conferred with the rules chair and staff. I think the deputy leader was here. I saw her here just a minute ago. I think everybody agrees this is the right version. It's before the body. So now that we have that all out of the way, I see two lights. What purpose does the lady from Durham, Representative Maury, rise?
To debate the resolution.
The lady has the floor.
I concur with what my colleagues on our side of the aisle, that this is merely a political statement, that throughout our course of history, we have had the right to vote, but of course women were excluded, blacks were excluded. We had the literacy test still in our document. And the section one, for all of us, if this were a unanimous vote, I think the language would be appropriate. The North Carolina General Assembly does not support, but we are going to have a split vote. And we're voting on language that says the North Carolina General Assembly does not support. That's bad language. We are split on this. And that language to be passed in a resolution with the Secretary of State sending this forward is not correct language. I ask you to vote against this resolution.
Further discussion, further debate.
for what purpose, Jim, from Guilford, Representative Quickrice.
To debate the bill a second time.
Chairman's recognized to debate the bill a second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the point that Representative Morey just made was why I was conferring about the language that is in the bill. And her point is my point exactly. This says to whomever reads it in the future that this whole body agreed with this. And that's not going to be the case in this vote. So that's going to be misleading language in this document. I had suggested in rules that if it's the majority, which it may be, that the majority of the North Carolina General Assembly supports this resolution. And I was asking for that, but that was not accepted in rules. But I did want to state that for the record. This is going to be misleading language if this resolution passes.
Members of the chair would remind the body that any measure that passes the General Assembly does not automatically indicate that it is unanimous. When something is a resolution that speaks on behalf of this body, it means that the majority of the members of this body voted for a certain thing. So the chair would only is not wading into the debate, would simply point that out just to set the record straight from an institutional perspective. The chair may understand that there are many things that will pass this body that not everyone agrees with. But every resolution we pass, the chair would invite members to look at every single resolution that we pass. It says either the North Carolina General Assembly does X or the House of Representatives, if it's a House resolution, does X or states X. It does not require that be unanimous. In fact, I think the federal bill that was passed would probably say things that the U.S. Congress does X, even though some may or may not vote for it. So I just wanted, for the record, make sure folks understand that it does not indicate that it is unanimous. That's why we have the recorded vote. And so for those who wanted to find out, you know, or Representative Quick voted on it, or, you know, Representative Hall voted on it, that's why we have the recorded vote. But the chair does appreciate the debate, but does feel like in this instance it's good to use this as a teaching moment, at least with respect to the institution. That's how all resolutions read. So with that, the question before the House is the passage of House Joint Resolution 330 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Brisson, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Tyson, aye. Representative Willis, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Adcock, the Deputy Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have designated me to cast their proxy votes. Alexander, no. Brockman, no. Cunningham, no. Harrison, no. Terry, no.
The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 67 having voted in the affirmative and 50 in the negative. House Joint Resolution 330 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
The House resolves, Senate concur.
The question before the House is the passage of House Joint Resolution 330 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The ayes have it. House Joint Resolution 330, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. One more thing, the chair appreciates the clerk reminding the chair that the chair would encourage folks to look at the bills, and usually before these are all normal bills, just pull up any bill you want. And after you see the title, like where it says an act to whatever, you'll read the sentence that says the General Assembly of North Carolina enacts. So most things aren't unanimous, but that indicates that a majority passed that. House Bill, strike that. The chair directs that House Bill 371, the short title is NC Teacher Support Program Funds, be withdrawn from the Committee on Education K-12 and referred to the Committee on Appropriations. The subsequent referral thereafter to rules remains in place.
House Bill 664, the short title on that bill is County Service Districts Early Childhood Education, is also withdrawn from the Committee on Education K-12. It is referred to the Committee on Local Government. The serial referral to the Rules Committee remains there as well. House Bill 12, the clerk will read.
Representatives Riddell and Hurtado, House Bill 12, a bill to the entitlement act to address pandemic learning loss by temporarily allowing additional adjustments to the school calendar for Alamance Burlington Schools and Guilford County Schools. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Riddell, rise?
Speak on the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
Well, folks, you just heard it. This is a 2-year extension of school calendar flexibility for Alamance Burlington School System and the Guilford County Schools. Urge your green vote. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House. Passage of House Bill 12 on the second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 12, having passed second reading, will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, amen.
Question before the House. Passage of House Bill 12 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 12, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 180. Clerk will read.
Representatives Baker, Davis, Sasser, and Dahl, House Bill 180, a bill to the Entitlement Act designating the 31st day of August of each year to Overdose Awareness Day. General Assembly of North Carolina, enact.
The lady from Cabarrus, Representative Baker, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. International Overdose Awareness Day is a global event, and it's held on August 31st of each year. This event is held to raise awareness of overdose and to also reduce the stigma of drug-related deaths, and then to acknowledge the grief of the family and friends who are impacted by this. And as we all know, this is an issue that cuts across every walk of life, and it is preventable. So in 2018, we had 67,000 deaths in our country from drug-related overdoses. 2,300 of those were right here in the state of North Carolina. So I would ask you to join me in taking this first step to bring education and awareness to our citizens in this state and begin moving towards reducing this preventable epidemic, really. Thank you so much. I stand to take questions.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 180 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. The House Majority Leader, Representative Bell, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Brisson, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Tyson, aye. Representative Willis, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Johnson wishes to vote on the bill from Polk. Representative Adcock, Deputy Leader for the Minority Party, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have authorized me to cast their proxy votes. Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Harrison, aye. Terry, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 180 passed the second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, aye.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 180 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 180, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Representatives Hanning and Watford are recognized to send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hanning and Watford, Local Government Committee Report, House Bill 322, Limit ABC License Requirement, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representatives Clampett and Graham, recognized to send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Clampett and Graham, Federal Relations and American Indian Affairs Committee Report, House Resolution 266, urging Congress, National Infrastructure Bank, favorable and referred to Transportation.
Bills referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House Joint Resolution 286, urge Congress, purpose, keep 9 amendment, favorable, and refer to Judiciary 1.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Judiciary 1.
House Bill 600, clarify Okanichee Band of Sapani Nation, favorable, and refer to Judiciary 1.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Judiciary 1. Members, chair apologizes for the downtime there. We were conferring on the schedule for the ballots this week. As members may be aware, we have taken care of a lot of bills the last few weeks. We've had a very rapid speed, but it's also been a very thorough and methodical process where these bills have had at least two committee hearings. Some have had more than two committee hearings. and then have come to the floor. What it does appear after conferring with folks is that we will probably need a rules committee meeting today. There will be a long calendar tomorrow, but it does not appear there will need to be any votes on Thursday at this time. Additionally, it does not appear there will need to be votes on Monday or Tuesday of next week. So the chair believes members would probably appreciate working a little harder tomorrow to get through the calendar, and then would have several days where members may be back in their districts at that time. But that's what we're looking at. And for what purpose, the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, rise.
Parliamentary inquiry.
Gentleman's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, do our rule under our rules is in order for me to give the speaker a hug?
Anytime, we go way back. That's a little bit of what the delay was for, was to see that. So I'm going to let the Representative Hall, do you want to make your announcement on the rules meeting?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, rules will meet today at 5:30 in room 1228. We'll send an email.
And members, there may be a lot of bills on that calendar. If the committee finishes those will automatically get reported out to the calendar. But rules may also meet tomorrow morning to take some other bills up and do that. And since we were here yesterday, which we've not had to be much lately, the chair thinks this is probably an appropriate use of time. But I think I will say that in a body of 120, I think we've done more legislation with more committee hearings than a similar body located nearby of 50 members. So we've been quite efficient, I would say. For what purpose does the gentleman from Robinson, Representative Graham, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Inquire of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, would you clarify for the body what your announcement? You made an announcement last week on the in-person sessions.
Yes, sir. So this is the last week of the proxy voting. Next week, we'll be proceeding on the normal rules, which means members will need to be present here. And as you can see, very few folks are even proxy voting now. But what we'll do for those members who have concerns about being sitting in the room and so forth, what I'll do, and I see Representative Autry there, that made me think about it as well, as I mean, he would come in and out. The chair would give members time to come in and vote, and they could leave if they would like to as well.
Could I do a follow-up, please?
Absolutely.
Committee meetings, Mr. Chair, we have in those committee meetings we're really tight, especially if it's a large committee. Would you entertain the idea of limiting exposure by allowing a person to Zoom from their office to those committee meetings?
So right, and I want to make sure I was correct before I answered. So the committees will still be allowed to have the remote-based meetings, and the remote meetings, the chairs are authorized to do so, and sure will continue to be so.
Follow up.
Chairman's recognized.
So in order to vote, I have to be in the chamber.
You have to be here to vote, yes, sir.
Inside.
Well, you don't have to sit in here the whole time, but you have to come in and vote. But so if a member wants to stay in your office. And I know that someone's there and come in and vote and then leave. Yes, sir.
Well, follow up, Mr. Chair.
Jim was recognized.
Comment. Well, I enjoy being in this body and around my friends, colleagues here, but we're still pretty, we're wearing our mask and we're within a couple of feet of each other. I have no problem, following whatever you require us to follow as the leader, but I'm really concerned about myself personally. I am a person who is compromised. I'm a person who has, I've been through COVID. I know what it is and I know what it can do. But I'm just asking, some leverage and, some understanding about our members who are compromised and, like me, they may have a little age on them. And I'm just doing an inquiry for the folks who may have the same considerations or concerns that I have. Thank you.
Yes, sir. What I can tell you is that the comments and calls that I've been getting have all been members wanting to resume normal business, wanting to have the normal operations as much as possible. In fact, the Senate never even did the proxy voting like we did, so they've been meeting ever since January with members being here and voting, but we did the proxy because we are a little tighter quarters than the Senate. There's 120 instead of 50. And so with the committee process being what it is, of course, members will be able to vote by proxy there with the chair, so that'll take care of that. And then with respect to here, I think the accommodation is members don't have to sit on the floor. I mean, if you look under the literal reading of our rules, you have 10 seconds to vote, right? You have 10 seconds to vote, and you have to be here to, you know, and most people aren't going to, like, sprint across here for 10 seconds. So I'm not going to, you know, lock it out at 10 seconds. So what I would do, and I've spoken with the majority leader and the minority leader, and so if you have members that are concerned about that, just let me know. Let me know, for example, that, you know, there's a member that's in their office that wants to come in and vote and go in and out, and we'll keep the vote open for that. I think that's a fair compromise, but I will tell you the chair's been getting a lot of pressure from a lot of members on both sides of the aisle who feel like that the proxy vote process we need to move on from it because of the need to have folks here voting in person. So simply tried to split the difference and do this. And, of course, can't make everybody happy, but that's where we are right now. So we gave that notice. But Chair certainly does understand the gentleman's concerns, Representative Graham. Appreciate it. For what purpose, gentleman from Gaston, Representative Bumgarner, rise?
To see if the Rules Chair, Representative Hall, would yield for a question.
Representative Hall, is the gentleman yield?
Of course.
He yields.
Representative Hall, are we going to have a long committee meeting, do you think?
Well, that depends on how many times the gentleman wants to raise his hands down in the Rules Committee tonight.
Well, I was wondering, 5:30, could we start sooner than that? I'm just curious.
I yield to that question as well. And Representative Bumgarner, I would start it earlier. The only problem is the staff who do such a great job for us have to get these bills reported out, and they've got to have time to set up. And so that's as early as we can do it. But as always, I promise you, I'll get you out as quickly as possible.
Representative Bumgarner, the K&W does not close at 5:30.
Well, I have to get there for the senior citizen special. You know.
You know, sometimes you could just about have a committee meeting there, have enough members there. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, we will caucus tomorrow at 1:30. Look in your email for that notice to go out, and please be prompt. Thank you.
Representative McNeil is recognized. Send forth the committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative McNeil, Pensions and Retirement Committee Report, House Bill 392, Retirement Services Purchase, Amended Membership Service, Favor and Referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 406, Special September Allowance, 25-year Cleveland City LEOs, Favor and Referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to Rules.
House Bill 417, the Sergeant Mickey Hutchins Act, Favor and referred to appropriations.
Bills referred to appropriations. Representative Davis, recognized in the fourth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis, Judiciary 1 committee report, House Bill 367, Uniform Petition of the Heirs Property Act, favor and referred to rules, calendar, and operation of the House.
Bills referred to rules. For what purpose, the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise.
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the Freedom Caucus, we will meet tomorrow, 12 noon. New location, room 425. We'll be discussing some election situations. So come join us. We're also on the benefit of Representative Clampett. We'll be eating some pizza.
For what purpose, gentleman from Pender, Representative Smith, rise.
An inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized. The House will come to order.
This is a true inquiry of the chairs. Several months ago, there was a beautiful black chair in the back, and we thought we were going to have him at some point. I want to inquire when the chairs are going to be here.
It's a couple of weeks.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
The clerk advised he'll notify the body. He'll check and see.
They're somewhere in Catawba County right now being assembled, I believe. And on that note, for what purpose the gentleman from Catawba, Representative Adams, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
If I could, right after session, have a brief meeting of the Second Amendment Working Group, the Republican Second Amendment Working Group, in Jimmy Dixon's conference room. Thank you.
For what purpose the gentleman from Cumberland and Representative Soka rise?
For announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
House Committee on Finance will meet Thursday at 8:30 in the morning.
For what purpose the gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hanning, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
The local government committee will not be meeting next Tuesday at its normally scheduled time, so you will not be able to witness the speed and efficiency with which this committee operates.
For what purpose the lady from Wake, Representative Dahl, rise?
I have a comment. I guess a point of personal privilege.
Ladies recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Representative Adams, my feelings are hurt. I thought we had bonded over the Second Amendment, but obviously not.
For what?
So y'all need to know that Representative Adams and I went and shot sporting clays, and I thought we were good buddies on this whole talking, discussing firearms, but obviously no. So.
For what purpose the gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, rise?
I'd like to request permission to ask Representative Kidwell a question.
Representative Kidwell, gentleman yield?
Hesitantly.
He yields.
Representative Kidwell, you've committed me to producing some pizza tomorrow. And my question is, do you like fuzzy fish?
Do I look like a picky eater, Representative?
Mr. Speaker.
What purpose the gentleman from Gas and Representative Torbett, right?
Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Would the time be appropriate to call on our good friend, the rules chair, at this time?
We're getting there. I believe our last speaker is Representative Hurley, so I'm not too worried. I think it'll be something official. For what purpose does the lady from Randolph, Representative
for
Hurley,
right? For a very important announcement.
The lady has the floor.
The Community College Committee was going to meet Thursday, but since we're not going to be here, watch your emails. We're going to meet tomorrow when they find a place for us and a time. Thank you.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, April 28th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Bell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, April 28th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 599, short title Vets, Military Free Admission State Attractions. Zero referral to rules is stricken, and zero referrals to appropriations of favorable rules are added. Furthermore, House Bill 176, Enhance SHP Debt Collection Abilities. Bills withdrawn from the Committee on Finance, recommitted to the Committee on Rules Counter Operations of the House. Furthermore, House Bill 372, short title Restore Funding State Conservation Purposes. Zero referral to the Committee on Rules is stricken, and referrals to the Committee on Appropriations, if favorable, Rules Counter Operations of the House are added. On motion of the Chair, House Resolution 689, short titled 2021 House Permanent Rules, that resolution, which was calendar pursuant to Rule 32 for tomorrow, which is April 28th, is withdrawn from the calendar of April 28th and recommitted to the calendar of May 5th, which is Wednesday.
Ratification bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor, House Bill 279, an act to exempt COVID-19 relief payments from the income determination for property tax exemption based on income to provide for the non-accrual of interest and to extend the deadline to request a refund due to the extension of the individual tax payment and filing deadline and to make technical corrections to the unemployment security law. And the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of Secretary of State, House Bill 30, an act to allow the town of Southern Shores to exercise the power of eminent domain for purposes of engaging in beach erosion control and flood and hurricane protection works.
Chapter bills will be noted.
Representative Blackwell and Turbo recognize them for the Education K-12 Committee Report. House Bill 362, revised personal leave costs for teachers, favorable. House Bill 362, re-referred to the Committee on State Personnel. House Bill 240, standards of student conduct, favorable, com sub. Unfavorable to original bill and re-referred to original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee Substitute for House Bill 240, re-referred to the Committee on Rules Calendar. House Bill 486, replaced EOC with national assessment, favorable Committee sub, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on unfavorable calendar, whereas can be substituted for House 486, refer to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 616, Charter Replication Act, favorable com 7, unfavorable original bill and referred. Original bill placed on unfavorable calendar, whereas can be substituted for House Bill 616, refer to Committee on Rules. House Bill 657, School Safety Threat Assessment Teams, favorable Committee sub, unfavorable original bill and referred. Original bill placed on unfavorable calendar, whereas can be substituted for House Bill 657, refer to Committee on Rules.
Yeah, we'll redo it because we can withdraw it from rules. Yeah.
And Representatives Eiler, Jones, and Shepard to recognize the 10th Transportation Committee report. House Bill 386, Sunny Point Railroad Restrictions, favorable Committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee substitute for House Bill 386, re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House. Representative Davis recognizes the 10th Judiciary 1 Committee report. House Bill 218, Streamline Permits, Redevelopment of Property, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 218, re-referred to the Committee on Local Government, Land Use Planning and Development. House Bill 411, Driving Without Insurance, Tow Vehicle, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 411, re-referred to the Committee on Transportation. And House Bill 598, Restitution, Sexual Exploitation of a Minor, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 598, re-referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative McNeil is recognized to send forth a committee report for pensions and retirement. House Bill 160, Retirement Services, Purchase Rewrite Part 2, Agency Bill, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and re-referred. Committee substitute number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 160 be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House. House Bill 428, Teacher Licensure, Retired Educator Program, favorable committee sub number 2, unfavorable committee sub number 1, and referred to committee sub number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee sub number 2 for House Bill 428, referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House. On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 255, short title 2021 AOC Legislative Changes Agency Bill. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary 2 with a serial referral to Committee on Rules added. Representative Hennig and Watford are recognized to send forth the Local Government Committee report, House Bill 120, Funds for Saluda Infrastructure Study, Favorable Committee 7, Unfavorable Original Bill and Re-referred. Original Bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute is material constituting first reading, and that committee substitute for House Bill 120 is referred to the Committee on Finance. House Bill 248, Spring Lake Charter Amendments, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 248, referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 387, flexibility in filling vacancies, Durham. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Whereas committee substitute for House Bill 387, re-referred to the Committee on Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform. House Bill 388, Durham, electronic school zones. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Whereas committee substitute for House Bill 388, re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary 1. And House Bill 412, Haywood County, Bryson, City Occupancy Taxes. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute is ruled material constituting first reading, and the material committee substitute for House Bill 412 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. On motion of the chair, House Bill 240, short title, criminal background checks, schools. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House, recommitted to the Committee on Finance. Serial referral to the rules is added. On motion of the chair, House Joint Resolution 233, short title, application for a convention of the states, is withdrawn from the calendar 36B and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House. House Bill 211, short title, reopen bars and restaurants. That bill is also removed from the calendar 36B and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules Committee report. House Bill 176, enhance SHP debt collection abilities. Agency bill, favorable. House Bill 176, calendar 36B for the 28th, which is Wednesday. House Bill 294, sale of salvage vehicles, favorable. House Bill 294, 36B for Wednesday. House Bill 340, advisory council on pans and pandas, favorable. House Bill 340, calendar 36B for the 28th. House Bill 367, Uniform Partition of Heirs Property Act, favorable. House Bill 367, count 36B for the 28th. House Bill 459, Perm Reg Plates for Water and Sewer Authority, favorable. And so House Bill 459, count 36B for the 28th. House Bill 486, replace EOC with National Assessment, favorable. House Bill 486, count 36B for the 28th. House Bill 616, Charter Reapplication, excuse me, replication account. House Bill 616, favorable, calendar 36B for the 28th. House Bill 103, automatic renewal of contracts. Favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1. Committee substitute number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 103, calendar 36B for April 28th.